Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, Stefan here from ProjectLifeMastery.com. I have a very important message today for all the Kindle publishers and anyone that's selling anything on Amazon. And that message is do not get your Amazon account banned. Do not get your KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing account banned. Do not get in trouble with Amazon. Don't risk it and don't jeopardize your relationship with Amazon in any way. It's not worth it, guys. I've seen time and time again, Kindle publishers, Amazon sellers, they're looking for loopholes. They're looking to exploit the system. They're looking for a shortcut. And sure enough, they're violating Amazon's terms of service, Amazon's guidelines. They end up getting in trouble, they end up getting suspended, their whole account banned by Amazon, withholding money that's owed to them, potentially getting sued by someone else, even getting sued by Amazon, getting a cease and desist from a lawyer. That's not how you build a long-term sustainable business, guys. People are after their short-term profit. They're looking to exploit something, and they're trying to get rich quick. And sure enough, you might make some money in the short term, but it's not going to last, because what are you going to do when the loophole closes? What are you going to do when Amazon bans your account and doesn't allow you to open up another account? Your entire business is gone just like that. That's not how you build a business. That's not what I teach. That's not what I'm about. I'm about building long-term sustainable strategies. Yes, it's more work. It's more time, but it's worth it. It's something you want to build a business that has a foundation, guys, that will stand the test of time. Years from now, 5, 10 years, I'll still be around because it's built on a solid foundation that won't go away. You know, many of these people, they're violating these different things on Amazon just to try to profit here and there. And they're risking things, they're jeopardizing things. And even worse, they end up trying to teach other people to do this and they end up getting in more trouble and it becomes a chain reaction and you're putting other people at risk. Don't do it, guys. Be smart. Do things the right way. All right, so how do you prevent your Amazon account from being banned? How do you avoid the mistakes that others have made that have resulted in getting banned by Amazon or getting in trouble or lawsuits or the whole ugly situation? I think first and foremost, you have to make sure that you read and understand Amazon's terms of service and their guidelines. Very important. It's right there on the website. And when you sign up for Amazon.com, KDP, you're agreeing to their terms of service. You're agreeing to their guidelines, the terms of use of their website. Even if you use their website in any way or capacity, you're signing a contract. You're agreeing to their terms. You're at the mercy of Amazon. You have to understand that Amazon is a privilege for us. As someone that wants to profit from Amazon and have a business on Amazon, we're the lucky ones because Amazon's provided this opportunity for us. They've built their business. They've built their reputation with customers. They're allowing us to take advantage of that and to publish and sell on their website and get access to their millions of customers. So we're at the mercy of Amazon. When you sign up or use their website in any way, you have to make sure that you understand to the terms of them and you're not violating that in any way. If you do violate it, it's going to result in them banning you, suspending you, sending you a cease and desist, potentially suing you. I've seen people get sued by Amazon. I've seen people get sued from other people because they're violating a trademark. They're going against advice and recommendations that I have. And again, it's just not smart. So make sure You just read the terms of service. You read the guidelines. I reference it all the time in my Kindle course. I put links to it. But sure enough, again, people aren't willing to do that. So make sure you're smart if you want to avoid these things happening to you. Okay? If you're unsure about anything in any way, ask Amazon. You can contact them. There's a button on their website. You can send them an email. You can even call them. Ask them. Ask. You can submit to KDP. Ask, hey, I'm thinking about this. You know, is this a good idea? Is this violating anything in any way? I'm unclear about your guidelines here. Can you maybe clarify this a little bit? If you're ever uncertain, just ask them. Okay, because only they know. You can ask me. You can ask other people out there. But it's not my business. I can only share based on my experience and what I've seen amongst other people. But Amazon's also always changing things. They're always updating their terms of service in some way. So don't ask me. Don't ask someone else. Ask Amazon. Only they can really tell you and verify for you whether it is against their terms of service. And if you're still unsure and you're kind of on the fence, I'm not sure if this is violating it or not, then just don't do it. Okay, it's just not worth it. Just don't do it at all. Just play it safe. Okay, that's always the smartest way of going about things. Okay. Now, what do people do? Number one, I see people violate trademarks. They publish a book and they violate someone else's trademark. That's their intellectual property that they own. Maybe they publish a book and you know they publish it under a celebrity's name, or they're trying to make money off another person's name without their permission. Never smart to do, guys. How would you feel if you know you were someone that had built your career, your business, you built your name, your reputation, you worked your entire life to become something, to build something, and then someone comes along and they use your name or your business, your trademark in some way that you've earned. They take that and they use that and they try to profit from it. You know, if that happened to me and it has happened to me, man, I'm going to take action against that. I don't want this person, I don't know this person using my name some way to make money, to profit off of me without my permission. I don't know what they're saying, you know, about me in any way. If someone did that, you know, sure enough, you'd probably report them to Amazon. You might even call a lawyer. You might even take action from them if they're profiting and making all this money off of you without your permission. So don't do that, guys. If you're unsure, you can do a U.S. trademark search. Just do a Google search for U.S. trademark search. You can look up different trademarks to see if it's you know, against the terms of service. But you know, if it's someone else's name, just don't do it. It's just not worth it, guys. Again, long term, you might make money in the short term, but it's a matter of time before they catch you. I see people violate trademarks, or they say, well, I see other people that are doing it. They're getting away with it, so I'm going to do it as well. Well, they're only getting away with it because they're not big enough for these people to even care and take action against them. You know, at the beginning when you're a nobody, you're just doing this to make money off someone else's name, it's going to work a little bit. It's not even worth their time to report you to Amazon or even contact you in any way. But once you start getting on their radar, once you start making you know, money off their name, that's when they're going to go after you. And at that point, you've already made all this money. They can go after all that money and all the damages and take you to court. Okay, so it's just not worth it in the first place. I don't care if other people are doing it. Just don't do it, guys. It's just not worth it. Other things people do is they buy reviews. You know, don't buy reviews. Don't manipulate reviews in any way. Amazon has strict guidelines with that. Don't lie, be dishonest, or deceive people in any way. Okay, that's not how you build a long-term business with integrity. You know, so don't buy reviews. There's a whole thing where people got sued over fake reviews and buying reviews and things like that. And that's just not the right way to build a business. You know, getting reviews for your business or your book takes time. You know, you're promoting it, you're marketing it, you're basically following the principles of business and marketing. You will have a successful book if you do it that way. It might take a little bit more time, like I said, but if you have the right mentality, the work ethic, and the commitment, you'll be successful. You should never have to worry about that, okay? Focus long-term and focus on sustainable marketing strategies that will grow your books for a long period of time. One loophole that I've seen people violate, kind of find out and violate with Amazon KDP that's now causing a lot of problems. People get banned over Amazon and actually getting sued by Amazon from this is by exploiting the whole Kindle Unlimited, KENP, you know, the books read, the whole system with Amazon. So Amazon has a Kindle Unlimited system where people sign up, they pay every month, they get unlimited access to certain books that are exclusive to Amazon. And Amazon, the way they pay publishers for that is they pay based on how many pages of a book that a customer reads. And so, you know, the more longer your book is, the more pages that the customer reads, the more that the publisher is going to get paid for that. And so what a lot of these Kindle publishers ended up doing is they found a loophole where they made these really long books by just basically stuffing a bunch of books into one, right? You can just put a whole document. They're putting like tons of books just all one, making their book really, really long, right? And then they publish that. And so sure enough, their book might be a couple hundred pages, a couple thousand pages in some cases. And then what they do is they put the table of contents for the book at the very end of the book. And KDP has something called clickable table of contents. So you can actually press a link at the start of the book. When they press it, the customer presses the link, it will take them all the way to the end of the book. And so Kindle, KDP, will register that as hundreds or thousands of pages read, in which case Amazon will end up paying that publisher for all those pages read. But obviously, the person isn't reading all those pages. They just have exploited a loophole where they press a button. It's taking them to the end of the book. And this is something I do not recommend whatsoever. People are getting suspended and banned by Amazon for this. They're even getting potentially sued by Amazon because in some cases, Amazon has paid out up to $100 for a book. And sure enough, the customer didn't even read the book, and Amazon's taken a significant loss. And anytime you try to scam Amazon, you're going to lose. I mean, it's just not smart to even take that risk in any way, because if you're costing Amazon that kind of money and hurting them, they're going to go after you. They have a lot more power and influence than you do. So I don't know why. Just don't even risk that in any way, guys. And it gets even worse when people end up trying to teach that and sharing that with other people and trying to profit off of teaching this loophole that is causing more people to get their accounts and their whole business in trouble as well. And again, guys, I just really want to emphasize in this video, there's other loopholes and all these different things out there. I'm not going to go into them. I'm aware of them, but I consciously choose not to use them. I've seen time and time again over the years different things that have occurred. I've seen people that have gotten in trouble with Amazon, and I've seen people that just worked hard and did the work and built a long-term sustainable business. And the person that just focuses on the long term, that's the guy that always ends up standing on top at the end. You know, always the one that's lasting, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 or 5 years that I've seen publishers that just did things the right way and just slowly worked away at their business and built it up. So that's really what I want to communicate in this message, guys. The same can be applied for any business out there, whether it's YouTube or Google. I've seen people trying to manipulate the search engines in Google and YouTube and all this sort of stuff. Just always be aware. Always play by the rules, guys. You're given an opportunity from these other platforms. And beyond that, the mentality of short-term thinking, loopholes, and shortcuts is going to cost you in your life. You know, people, they look for a loophole now, today. Maybe it works. What's going to happen years down the road? You know, years down the road in your marriage, in your family life, in your body, in your business. There's no loophole that you can find or something you can exploit to get yourself out of that mess. The shortcut is actually doing you a disservice. It's preventing you from putting in the work and really earning the success that you really want and deserve. When you put in the work, you actually earn something. You did it by the book. You did it the right way. That's when you can be proud of that. That's when you can have that pride and feel good about yourself, because you built a business that truly serves and is something that will give you peace of mind, because you never have to worry about it. You don't want to have to always be worrying about your business. And I've seen people that built a business on Kindle and Amazon, exploiting loopholes and stuff like that. They're so dependent on Amazon. They're making a couple thousand a month. They're feeling good about themselves. They feel like an expert. They think they start, you know, they're a guru now. They can start coaching and teaching other people. And sure enough, boom, their account gets shut down. They quit their job over this and everything, and now they're in trouble. What happens then? Again, guys, don't take that path. I'm trying to, I've seen the loopholes, and I'm trying to help you guys avoid making those mistakes and trying to make sure that you guys are compliant with Amazon and building a business, again, long-term. Always focus on the long-term. Look beyond Kindle. Look beyond Amazon. Build something that's bigger than that. A lot of people don't recognize that. Kindle's just the beginning. It's just the tip of the iceberg, guys. Kindle leads to paperback books, you know, ebook to paperback, to audiobooks, to affiliate marketing, building a brand, to building a Facebook, a YouTube, an Instagram, a blog, an entire business that can lead to you doing products and just so much more. Don't focus on the short term, guys. Focus on the long term. That's my message for this video. Share this video if anyone, any Kindle publisher or an Amazon seller out there you think can benefit from this. I really want to get this across and help people avoid pain in their lives, because I've seen people come to me when their account gets in trouble and I end up, you know, unfortunately have to say I told you so, because I typically advise against certain things. But I don't want to see that happen to many people, and I just want to make sure you guys are educated right from the start, right at the beginning of the business, because I know a lot of you guys that follow me are just starting out with Kindle and Amazon, and sometimes you listen to these other people out there, you know, there's other people online or on YouTube or whatever, and they're oftentimes steering people in the wrong direction. You know, a lot of these people, they started Kindle publishing a few months ago, and they're already some sort of expert because they exploited this loophole. They're making some money in the short term, and people buy into that. People trust some of these people and invest their hard-earned money, and they end up getting scammed or ripped off or just put down the wrong path. You know, I've been doing Kindle now for so many different years now. I've been at the beginning stages, and I've seen everything along the years of what to do and what not to do. I've made mistakes myself. I'm not pointing the finger, guys. I've made mistakes too, but I've learned from that. I've never gotten banned from Amazon. I've never gotten in trouble with Amazon in any way, thankfully, because I still was intelligent about my process and whatnot. But you know, sometimes you violate something, you're not even aware of it. You know, I remember one time, for example, I used the trademark For Dummies in one of my books. And I didn't realize that at the time. I was kind of naive. I didn't know that was a trademark and everything. And sure enough, I got contacted by the Four Dummies, whoever owned that trademark. And I, you know, got that book taken down and everything. And I rebranded the book, and I made sure I didn't make that mistake again. And I shared that story and prevented other people from making that mistake also. You know, so be careful, guys. Hopefully this this video helps and can potentially save some people's businesses. So I really hope that this can really resonate and help a lot of people. So thank you guys for watching. I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.